wondering, is he ever going to say Merry Christmas? Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Last night was packed. I think as everybody came last night, and everybody else, because it was a packed crowd there, and it was great to see lots of kids, and it was just pretty neat experience. And I'm hoping if they weren't all from out of town, and a lot of them weren't, because they told me afterwards that they'll be here with us next Sunday, or this coming Sunday. As I said, you know, we're not looking for their money. And unlike kids, we're not looking for their presence, we're looking for their presence to be with us. You know, 1 hour a week, that's all our Lord asks, 1 hour a week. Now, granted, once we get to know him, we're going to give him more. And he'll give us the grace to give him more. But that's all he asks, 1 hour a week. Can't you spend, he said to his apostles in the garden, can't you spend 1 hour with me? So let's encourage all of our family members and friends, maybe those who've sort of drifted, to get back to church, because this is the church that Jesus Christ founded, for better or for worse, and we are his people, so what's one more sinner going to mean? Good news to the church, good news to all of us, good news to heaven. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is from the Gospel of St. John. It's the prologue. And without it, our theology on Jesus Christ would be severely lacking. It's important to note that it is St. John who wrote this Gospel. His Gospel is unique to the other three Gospels, and it is by far the most Christocentric of all the Gospels, meaning that we come to know much more precisely who Jesus, the Christ, is from his Gospel. He is the Word of the Father, the Word made flesh. Now, how did this happen? How did it happen that St. John would write a Gospel that was so radically different than the other three, so much centered on Jesus? How did that happen? Well, I'm going to tell you something that is as old as Christianity itself, but among some people, even in the church, it's often treated like a secret at best, and sometimes even, unfortunately, treated with hostility at worst. But it's actually the safest and most perfect way to follow Jesus. I think you've probably heard this from me before. In St. John's Gospel, we learn that from the cross, Jesus entrusted St. John, the beloved disciple, to his mother. And we know that from that hour, St. John took Mary into his home. Jesus said, "Behold your mother." These are among Jesus' last words from the cross. We know that the words of a person on their deathbed are to be followed, are to be listened to. So this was obviously very important to our Lord when he said to the Apostle John, the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." As I said, John's Gospel is the most Christocentric of all the Gospels. It's all about Jesus. And that's Mary's effect on us, on everyone. She puts and keeps our focus on her Son alone. It's not about her. It's about him. He is the Savior. According to the church, each one of us is the beloved disciple represented by John. It doesn't say Jesus said to John. It says Jesus said to his beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." And John was standing in for each one of us, beloved disciples. We are all children of the Blessed Virgin Mary. God the Father, from all eternity, entrusted his Son to the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That was his intention from all eternity, to trust his Son to the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the first Christmas day. And from the cross, Jesus made it very clear that he was entrusting his beloved disciples, you and I, to her care as well. So on this Christmas day, one of the best things we can do is entrust ourselves to the care Blessed Virgin Mary, so that we can truly become sons and daughters of God, the Father, and consequently brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, and share the love of the Holy Spirit. I can't imagine a merrier Christmas than that.